sea drift. They would sit, two or three of them as a rule, on the cast iron seat they called a form, that stood at the end of the road to the sea, where it petered out in a dirt track through salt marsh, disappeared in sand. Old men now, dark clothes and tough work boots worn from habit, faces scarred by wind and sun from days on the boats, stranded somehow in this place, as if like seaweed they had washed up on shore at high tide, survivors from a world once theirs. Somewhere in nearby stone cottages, with modern extensions at the back and sides to accommodate indoor plumbing, were daughters or daughters-in-law, keeping house, cooking meals, expecting the men home at appointed times. This was the daily routine now. Out of doors they were free to join and rejoice in weather and tides, smell sea air that was the smell of life, salt, seaweed, sarmad, dead fish, churned up sand, to feel the whip of wind on their skin. Gulls circling and swooping in the wide skies, diving as they once did above the shrimp boats as heavy nets were cast into the sea. The slow pace of nature's change gave them some kind of peace.